and I'll jump in. Well, I'm in now. Hey. No, it's okay.
I mean, I'm 40 now, and that's, you know, I mean, I'm 40. I'm half dead, basically. 40. 40's a weird age.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Help! Frustrating, but inevitable for most people. It's middle-age spread.
Hey, Endo! This is what it is! You put one foot in front of the other, and
Mommy, Daddy.
Today, we're going to talk about the fountain of youth.
So as you can tell, it's hard for me to keep quiet. So hard to be quiet during that intro.
Yeah, sometimes Dan will, I'll make a little noise and Dan will be like, no.
But Dan's not here today.
Oh, so you can do whatever you want.
So you're hearing another female voice because we have Kim in. She's stepping in because you know why? She knows how to press the buttons.
I do. I'm a genius at pressing buttons.
And she has another podcast. Tell people about your other podcast.
Yeah. So I have a podcast called Seeking Balance.
Right. Let's go to YouTube.
Yeah. It's a podcast for mom entrepreneurs. You can find us on your favorite podcast app or on our website, seekingbalancepodcast.com. And so we just have other mom entrepreneurs on the show and talk to them about their work-life balance and is there such a thing?
I don't know. We shall explore that. If you find the answer, let me know.
Right.
So this is the 52nd podcast of 40-ish.
That's a giant milestone.
I know. It's 1 year. It's a giant milestone. And Dan's not here. He just decided that, work is more important.
Than his other work. Do you call this work?
I actually think his work, though, involves going to Churchill Downs today and drinking and betting on horses. So
that's one of the best things about living
here. I see how it is.
Yeah.
I see how it is. But he's not really into milestones and stuff like that. So it's fine. We'll just keep going. Year two starts the next podcast. And I don't really know what else we're going to talk about. I think we've covered it all.
Done. We still have 4 more minutes.
No. We've covered it all. But we're, getting into a topic today later on in the podcast. I have a gal coming on. Her name is Bella, and she I've followed her. I feel weird like saying that, but I have followed her for years.
Yeah, she has a big social media
Instagram
presence.
And stuff like that. And then I started to get to know her as a real human being more recently. And anyway, she has been using, I've been kind of following her journey with meeting this guy and getting married and all of these things. And she's been using hashtag Instamom. And so she's going to come on later and talk about in the 40-ish realm of things, becoming an Instamom.
Yeah.
And so it's a great little chat. We already had the chat. I mean, we don't need a lot of people.
Don't tell them our secrets. Editing secrets.
Yeah. And so anyway, we're going to talk to her about that and see what kind of insight she has for people. Now, I don't personally relate to it, but I have folks in my family who do. And so I think it's just really interesting because I can't assume in this life that everybody, met their husband when they were 19 and like me and, just is still married and we have our kids and our 2 dogs and our nice little yellow house with a red door. We do.
Yeah,
it's like,
I know.
It seems fake. But there's so many different, life stages or, there's, we've talked to folks about divorce. We've got all sorts of things that go on when people are our age and have been through. So I think it's a great perspective to have.
And she's just such a sweet person too.
She is. She's very concerned. You better like her.
You better like her.
She really wants you to like her.
Leave some nice comments.
Yeah. Leave nice comments. No mean comments. But I also want to plug the podcast because it's been a year. Yeah. So Dan and I are terrible about this. We never plug the podcast. And then all of a sudden the music, he starts the music at the end and we're like, maybe we should tell people.
Perfect time.
So people should go to 40ishpodcast.com. And Dan has done some redesigning of the websites.
Oh.
So people can go to louisville.am and find us, but they can also go to 40ishpodcast.com. Find us at 40ish on Twitter and 40ish podcast on Facebook. Please, please, please. That's where you see like Facebook Live. And if you're listening to this, you can go back and record, me talking into the microphone and Kim.
And
our Diet Cokes, our giant Diet Cokes, because we are busy entrepreneurial moms.
Yeah.
Fridays in the summer, end of the week, nice ice cold Diet Coke.
And McDonald's.
From, I know, there's something special about it, but I don't know. That's what people say.
Yeah.
And like, for me, it's just proximity. It's right there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And they have an app? I don't know. Anyway, we're not going to plug.
They have an app?
Oh my gosh. You get free food all the time. Come on, Kim.
Okay. How did I not know this?
You have to get the app.
Okay.
Yeah. I got this and then just free fries. I just looked on the app and it said free fries. I'm like, all right, fries. I feel like fries.
Oh my God.
Salty and sweet. Let's do it.
All right. That's a...
Come on. And they'll have like buy one, get one free, Happy Meals, stuff like that all the time. I never not use the app. I just let the app tell me what to buy. And then I get all this food and they'll be like, $2. Yes.
Oh, yeah, you know all the deals. I should know better.
So, yeah, well, that's kind of like what I do, you know. So anyway, do we have any words of wisdom this week?
I think so.
Man, I've got certain information.
What do you think the meaning of life is?
Best place to be. Is here. The best time to be is now.
Party on, dudes!
Little girls are delicate. Boy, you put in the backyard like a dog, it raises itself.
Words of wisdom.
You know what's funny?
What?
We're doing Facebook Live and nobody can hear.
You're just making noise.
I'm interacting to what I hear, but they don't hear it.
So I kind of realized that, but I was like,
words of wisdom. Like, it's not something people hear.
It's not playing out, yeah.
Anyway. You want to start or you want me to start?
I'll start.
Okay. Is yours serious? Because mine's not
like
serious.
It's semi-serious, but not like real serious.
Okay.
It's not funny like yours. So I found this quote that I just felt like it's kind of spoke to me in my time in my life. And it said, the things you regret most in life are the risks you didn't take.
For real.
For real. So I just feel like when you're starting a new business, when you're doing something new in your business or in life, a new hobby you're interested, people are always scared to take the next step or do something new. And if you just kind of think about, you'll probably regret it later if you don't do it.
It's those what ifs.
Yeah.
You can't fear. And I deal with this with my kids now because of this lesson I've learned. You can't let fear dictate your decisions.
Right.
I think there is a little bit of healthy fear is good.
Right.
You know? Like, yeah. I want my kids to be healthy, have some healthy fear of me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's good. But if you let fear dictate your choices, you're going to wind up somewhere that you didn't want to be.
Right.
You know? So I think that...
And yeah, some of the biggest rewarding things are risky and scary.
They should be scary if they're worth it.
Right.
And I mean, easy things are like... I have no words for it, but it's like, if it's easy, then it's not worth much.
Right.
If you need to work at it and you need to, and there's, that could be in so many things in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I tell my son all the time. And my daughter, oh, she like lives in fear of so many things. Not real things. She doesn't think like somebody's going to come attack our house or something like that. But a lot of the choices that she makes in terms of activities or friends she makes or
the easy way.
She would much rather take the easy, more stick to what's comfortable type of thing. And I don't mind that, but I would like a little bit of risk there would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, because I think, like you said, the sense of accomplishment afterwards is so much greater.
Right, right.
So, all right. My words of wisdom are not so wise and deep. We can turn back to me.
All right.
My words of wisdom come from when I was driving today. And I think all 40-ish people can relate to this. If you're at a light and you honk, the person will drive slower. That is my words of wisdom. Don't bother honking at somebody to get moving because they will drive slower like I did today. You going to honk at me because I didn't like go from 0 to 60 when the light turned green?
Yeah.
No. We're going to cruise at like 35 and you can't pass me because it's one little lane. Oh, let's turn up the music.
No.
So relaxing. Come on. You don't do that?
Sometimes, but I
Or are you
do.
The honker?
No,
she's the honker.
Oh, no. Okay, if I honk, it's because I've been, like, staring you for, like, okay, right, are they going to go?
No.
Are they going to go?
I'm talking about somebody gave me, like, a half toot.
No.
Like, it was like half.
Well,
like,
I mean,
like,
that
little
was...
half toot, like, to go, like, boop, boop, come on. Literally.
Were you paying attention?
Yes.
Okay, then fine. Okay.
It was just, like, it turned green, and I was just going to go start.
Yeah.
They wanted me to like Florida or something.
I don't know. I kind of live in Florida.
And so I just cruised. And they, I couldn't even see the front of their car. That's how close up they got to me. They were so mad.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, ooh, you're getting mad.
I always worry about road rage.
I don't think anybody's going to come get me.
I don't know.
It was like in Oldham County.
Well, maybe it's okay out there.
So anyway, that's my words of wisdom.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, don't, honking at people, it's only going to have the reverse effect.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It is. Totally is. So anyway, thank you, Kim, for doing this with me, because sure. One, you click so well.
Thank you.
Let's see, Kim the clicker.
Yay.
Yay. Yes. And I want people to make sure that they tune into both of these podcasts.
Yeah.
So make sure you go to 40ishpodcast.com and you go to SeekingBalancePodcast.com.
Right. Right. And on both of them, if you're listening on iTunes, be sure to subscribe.
And then you'll get those downloads.
You'll get notifications every time a new episode comes out.
Because we do not get enough notifications in our life. No. Yeah. Sign up for another one.
Yeah.
Please. And here we go. Next week on 40-ish, year two.
Hey, this is Rick Redding, host of the Rusty Satellite Show. I hope you'll join me as I introduce you to some of the most interesting people in the Bill each and every week on the Rusty Satellite Show. It's right here on the Louisville.am network.
So as I mentioned, we wanted to bring in a special guest this week. It's somebody that I've known, virtually?
Yes.
I've virtually known her for a while.
Right.
And then I humanly have known her for, we met up actually in real life recently. But she has an online presence that I've kind of always followed, and we've followed each other. So we've got to know each other. And we're going to talk about Instamom, this word she used. Instamom that I want to chat about.
Yeah, I never heard about it before. Yeah. I never heard that word.
Well, it's going to be in the dictionary. So we have Bella Portaro. I've got to get my Italian in.
Yes.
Kiever. And you can tell everyone just a little bit about yourself so they know, you know, where we might have found you, and then we'll get into just like drilling you with questions and stuff.
Awesome. I like that idea. I guess I started with writing with Louisville.com, and it kind of started my writing career. And then I went into write for Today's Woman and then Extol magazine. And along the way, I started interning with an event company here in Louisville, York Management Inc. That's actually how I met Kim. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so with that, I started just doing social media management and marketing. But at that time, it was like called community manager because social media really didn't exist in the way that it does today. So I started doing all of that. And then I blog, and it's Bella of Louisville. So.
So that's where I kind of, where I think it was, you know, Twitter, Bella of Louisville, and, you know, always posting about stuff because I'm always interested in Louisville related stuff.
Right.
And so I kept, who's this Bella? And then all along with your post, she posts beautiful photography, you know, and there's always really great pictures. Whereas when I post stuff, it's like, ah!
I know, right?
It's me, like, I don't know what, something that the kids smeared or something. Like, I did a Facebook Live the other day, and I literally was like, I should probably take a shower. No. And so I was always envious. I'd look at her. I'm like, wow, look at her pretty pictures.
Oh, thanks. Sometimes lately, I'm like, it's lucky if I can wash my hair like two times on weeks and off weeks. So I co-parent every other week, and I call it Instamomming.
Yeah, so that's what I thought we'd talk about, because like on 40-ish, we talk about all sorts of topics, some serious, some fun, all related to the 40-ish age. And my sister, who is my older sister by, oh my gosh, 5 years, she was Instamom, if you will. And I remember going, you know, when she met this guy and he has some kids, and it was not as the traditional path that my siblings and I had followed. So I think she was a little bit nervous about that. So I'm interested in the perspective of this Instamom, because I mean, I have somebody in my life that I know this,
not affected is not the right word. It sounds like it's like really
That insta momming over there.
It sounds like they're suffering from it, but the someone who that was part of their life experience. I don't know if you have Kim.
I don't think I know anybody else. I'm like my sister has a stepchild, but she also has her own kids. So
she was like half Instamom. We have to, you know.
It's like a little Instamom. It's adding to the existing crew.
So. Yes. Yeah. And so Instamom, if you could define it, what would it be? Because we're going to put it in the Webster's. It's going to make it.
I hope so.
We're going to hashtag it.
I wish I had like a better definition for it. You know, with me, with social media and doing everything else, I was always, you know, like Insta. And the hashtags were always like Insta happy, Insta excited, Insta hungry, and like all of these things. And so my husband had three children from his previous marriage. And I started dating him, and it was just fine, and we just all got along, which is very unique, I guess.
Yeah, that's
so there wasn't a whole
that's what was going to be my question. Like, you know, tell us about kind of when you're you meet someone, and you know, I met my husband when I was 19. So there's totally different experience. So what was kind of going through your head? Were you a little nervous when you meet a guy and you're like, ooh, yeah, I think I kind of,
Yes.
And then you.
And you're like, oh, there's a lot of other stuff.
There's a guy plus.
Yes.
So what kind of is the mentality there?
So before I met my husband, I was in a relationship for 8 years, and I really wanted to, you know, I was like, let's get married, let's have babies. And it was just like, he wasn't there. So here I am. But whenever I met Rick, who's my husband, I really didn't think too much about it, if that even makes sense. I didn't want to meet them until I knew it would be something serious, or I was like, even if it is serious, let's like wait until like right before we got engaged or something.
So really
like that.
Conservative about that.
I really wanted to, because I think that it's, I have two nephews and a niece. I don't know. And so I've just watched how my brother and my sister have done, have introduced people that they date. And I just didn't want to create that. And I'm also, I didn't want to become attached to children that wouldn't be in my life, if that even makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, it would, and them to you.
Yes.
I would assume.
Yeah. I didn't want it to be like this revolving door. Like, just, I didn't know how it would ever play out. But then our oldest, one of his friends, saw me with their dad, and so then he had to,
and it was like
but
the secret is out. I bet it was on social media.
Was that CPK of all places?
Of all places. So how old were the kids at this time?
Oh gosh,
because my sister, they were very very young. So there's one of them, they have a couple 2 years in between, so one of them probably literally never remembers life before my sister. The other one probably has a little bit of of inkling of what it was like, but they were young enough that she's been the female in their life primarily for so long. So the age is interesting to me, kind of the how it might be different.
Absolutely. So when I met them, I think I was, I'm trying to like go back. So it was like 4 years ago when I first met them. And so Isaac, the oldest, so it was like 14, 6, and 10, maybe.
Okay.
So it was pretty young. You know, this, you know.
But I imagine 14, that's a spirited age.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, like you already have kind of who you are. You know what I mean? Like, but not really, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just there's a lot of, like, there's not a whole lot of room left over for influence. But he's a very welcoming kid to everybody that he meets, so I guess I was lucky in that capacity, that there was no turmoil or anything like that. He was just like, he found me more fascinating, I think, than anything else, just because it was a whole new world for him. But then the middle,
I'm just moving this. You're like she's good. Italian. She talks with her hands.
I know.
She's knocking the
things around.
Yeah, we gotta put the hands down here.
Know, right? I'm like, I'll just
sit on your hands. No,
they won't move anymore.
Kim is so relaxed over there.
Yeah, I know.
And we're just like, we're like gonna slap each other almost here. We're talking with our hands.
No. The other day, this thing fell off.
Oh, no.
In the middle of an interview, and I had to just hold the microphone. Like, it was embarrassing.
So anyway, back to the age.
So, you know, then the middle, he's more of an introvert, I guess. So it was just like, it just took time with him.
Right.
And then our youngest is a little girl, and she was, you know, she's like, oh, I like your sure. shoes, I like a 6-year-old purse, I like right. everything.
Here
like,
comes Sparkly. Oh,
right. Right. Like, yeah. And she's like, then she started dressing up, she's like, twinning. Like, do you know what I mean? And
so cute.
Like, yeah, it was just.
So it's really good that you waited, because I think you would have attached right to her.
Oh, for sure.
You know, if so you were sure this is a dime, we're going to, you know, do all that. So we talked with a couple, one of our first interviews, and as I mentioned earlier, this is our, you know, 1 year go round of this podcast. We talked to a couple that had their own families and then joined two families, and they both have the other parents in the picture. Do you have that kind of, are you filling a void, or do they have kind of this dual role model kind of thing going on now?
Absolutely. Yeah, they have the dual. So they are, mother is very involved. We have them every other week. So
okay.
No, it's a very, everything's fine with that. I mean, you know,
yeah, that's
not,
awesome.
Yeah, so it's good. I mean, like, we don't have, there's not a reason to have conflict. So it's just not, it doesn't exist. But what's interesting is their stepdad is an Insta dad. So
okay.
He also didn't have children. So it was just like, do you know what I mean? And just to kind of see how that's worked. You know, I'm guessing it probably would be a different dynamic if you had to introduce other children, and are they going to get along and all of these things.
They are the focus.
Yeah.
They have all of this love and attention from four people.
Yeah.
That's
really
great.
I mean, it's really, I think they're really lucky, because I get along well with them, and they get along well with me. And then I know it's the same for their dad, their Insta dad. So
right.
It's just like, I think that's like a really rare situation.
Right. But I would imagine that your husband and their mom,
mm-hmm.
you know, had a role to play in establishing that, you know,
that
from the get-go, even before you arrived,
mm-hmm.
they obviously did something very well.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, when they made that change in their lives to set up the future,
mm-hmm.
so that everybody could be happy, you know, and content. So
yeah.
Kudos to them on that. I don't even know them, but I'm thinking.
The kids are the focus, for sure.
Good job.
So,
good job to them.
Yeah.
No idea.
As long as the kids are good, then everybody's
exactly.
Good.
Exactly. Yeah. So you were saying you have this cyclical, this, you know, how did your life change from this pattern? You know, what were the things you kind of did? I'm idealistically dreaming of these things you did. And then you became, and then it was like,
mom,
okay, you get a ring on your finger, you're Insta mom.
Yeah.
And then it like changed, you know?
Yeah.
So what compare the two?
You know, before, so I'd referenced that I was in a relationship, and then, you know, I was single for the first time as like an adult, because I was with him for 8 years. And it was just different. I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do, and I just started like reading books and getting ready. And then it was, you know, at that time I think it was really I think I was so new at dating that I read every book that you could possibly read
about dating
and about dating and everything else, because I was like, I have to understand this. But you know, I just worked, and I kind of worked myself a lot more than I do now, but I still do. But it was just like I tried to fill that void in a different way, because I was used to hanging out with just one person all the time and doing stuff. And I don't know. I think where I could definitely tell a difference, I was like, and I'm making dinner for five people, and like, do you know what I mean? Like, there was just like smaller, like there was never anything big. It was just like,
here they are,
and then it was fine.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Really smooth transition.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they're, what do you notice about your weeks when they're with you versus when they're not?
Oh gosh, it's always, we try to, you know, when they're with us, we try to stay focused around them. And you know, then there's like basketball and acting and like just all their different sports. And so like our weeks, obviously we're responsible for getting them to places. And then off weeks, it's like I'm like, every meeting possible, I must do it this week.
Okay,
so
there is some pressure there, because you know the ebb and flow,
especially with summer now. So
right when they have a little more loose schedule, or they're off to camps or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, because I was thinking in my mind it would be more relaxing.
No,
on those.
I know, when they're not there,
when the kids aren't there, it's like, let's just like go out to eat and hang out. But
yeah,
I can totally see that now, that it's more like, oh, they're not here, I gotta slam as much as I can possible into this
mm-hmm.
week, because I'm not prepping a dinner or thinking about their schedule or in here. I got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
all right. Different. So it's different. So you have to adjust to that. Interesting.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. You know, and it's kind of, you know, in the life change, I think that would be, you know, when you referenced, so I don't have a lot of as much friend time these days, which it kind of gets difficult. And, you know, I'm sure you all know as moms, like you want to hang out with other moms, or like if you're like, oh, I'm doing this, so do you want to go do this with me? And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like mom things.
Right.
Or
there's categories of people.
Correct. Okay. And then, you know, a lot of my friends that are single, that kind of haven't, I guess, thought about it. They're like, well, they're not your kids, so you really don't have to go that day, right? I'm like,
no, I kind of like, made this commitment.
Yeah, I kind of like made vows that I would like be there and love them, and you know, and I actually want to be there. And I love them, and so it's just like, how would they feel if I'm just like, sorry, kids, not, I'm just not in your life. I'm just gonna be here and floating around. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So I don't think I'm like this like extremely powerful influencing force, but I always want them to know
presence.
Yeah.
Oh, presence is so important.
And yeah, and that, I also beat myself up about it because then I'm like, oh, there's a meeting this day. And like, so I'm just like, it's kind of like this weird work balance that I'm still trying to get used to, that I haven't, I'm not always 100% there, which is not my favorite thing.
Well,
that's, to say,
I think that's true.
That's
even
with everybody.
That's with everybody. I mean, we're not, Kim and I aren't insta moms. We're gradual moms.
Yes.
Every few years we have a kid mom. I don't know what, I don't want to, you know, I don't know what word to put on us, but that has always been, I mean, whether you are insta mom, you are gradual mom, you are whatever label you put on yourself. If there is a child who is depending on you in some way, shape or form, there's guilt somewhere, and there's always choices. And I make that choice all the time. Sometimes you have to choose between kids, and then there's guilt related to that. But I always communicate with my kids and let them know if I'm not here, why I'm not there. They know, I don't, you know, I let them know that there was a choice made, but this is why I cannot come. Mm-hmm. And for me, I've adjusted my life so much to be around my kids more that they definitely know that. But every single parent has those choices every now and then. And sometimes I choose not to be around them for my own benefit.
Yeah.
And that is okay.
I mean, yeah, you have to take care of yourself. You have to do things that you want to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And so that's okay. But I can imagine being Instamom and it's still being kind of still fresh and new, that's a little harder to make that decision because, like, you know, I've been around my son for 10 years, like we're good. He's confident, like, you know, about the situation, that you have a little bit more of something thrown into the mix.
It's hard. I mean, like, and I'm like, wah, wah. But I mean, like, at moments it's a little hard, and then it's hard about like all the athletics. If, you know, if I don't make it to the games, I'm like, oh, the other moms are going to think like, oh, that insta mom, or like, you know,
right.
Or, you know what I mean?
You're not serious about it.
I'm not serious about it. And it is hard. You know, their mom has been, fortunate to, be able to stay at home with them.
Right.
And so, I think that sometimes the balance, and I've even had to talk about it because sometimes I'll get text messages from the oldest and I'm in a meeting and I'm like, I can't talk to you right now. And he doesn't really understand it. He'll just keep going. And I'm like, okay, I really can't talk to you right now. Do you know what I mean? And I think that just it's hard to even try to.
They're adjusting to your schedule.
Yeah. And it's hard for me to even say anything because I don't sometimes know what to say. And I'm like, well, hey, so I know that you're used to it, but I can't. And I it doesn't mean I love you any less. It just means, you know, it's just difficult, and I'm still figuring.
But that's okay. I think there's lessons for kids to learn from that.
I was just going to say. They're learning, too, as they go. So
And through all the stages of my life and parenting, I've always expressed to my kids that, you know, so much of my life is about them, that there are some times where my life has to be about me for a moment or about my work or about, but again, what you just said, there's no lack of love. The love, you know, the intention, there is a purpose for all of this. And I even express to them, I work for you. The reason I do what I do is for you.
Yeah.
You know, why am I making money? I like to buy myself a new fancy car to, yeah. I don't get pedicures. Like my hair is colored from a box, you know? So like I work for you, you know, and yeah. I'm very straightforward with them about that, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's all about communication.
Yeah.
There you go. Dan would be so, I'm
he'd be so proud.
He'd be so proud of me. I'm just, you know. So anyway, tell people that, you know, thank you for coming and being so open about that, because yeah. I do think, you know, I have some, I've worked with women who are, you know, 40-ish and they're in the dating world, and this could totally, this situation may arise, like for a lot of people,
yeah.
Because that's just, you know, people in marriages from the age of 18 to 85, mm-hmm. you know, let's just read the statistics.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's really great to have someone that's willing to share about that.
To be open.
And yeah. be open about yeah. that. And we got to find somebody now that didn't have it's so smooth.
I know, right? Tell us about your rocky relationship.
Yeah, tell us how terrible yeah. it was.
Yeah. Did you have anybody to, like look towards or how like help has been through it, or did you just kind of have to figure it all out?
I figured it out. Yeah. Sadly. I mean, yeah. like, you know, not sadly, but I think that it was just not something that I thought about before, or any, I didn't have any friends that have been in that same place, but I actually just read books, and I still like try to read articles, and then I'm like, you know, sometimes on the internet, I'm like, I am not a good Insta mom, because like you'll just read all these things that you should be doing, and it's just like, I'm like,
right.
I'm
trying. No. You should be yeah. doing what you
what
feel
what works for you.
What works for yeah. you and for those kids and your husband and everybody involved. So where do people, if let's just cut that part off and tell people where, if they want to find you online, kind of connect with you, how do they do that?
On Instagram, it's at Bella of Louisville. On Twitter, it's going to be my maiden name because I won't let it go. It's just at Bella Portero. It's P-O-R-T-A-R-O. You're welcome. And on Facebook, it's also Bella of Louisville.
And so the website is?
BellaofLouisville.com.
Okay. And what is on the website so people know? And if they're interested, they're going to go check it out.
I say that I write about life, love, and the city of Louisville. And I'm trying to stay within that genre. But I still will post everyday topics. And I just try to like be like, is this makeup something that I love? Or will it fall under life stuff? And I'm not, I'm more of a life blogger more so than just fashion or anything else. So.
Right. Awesome. Positivity.
Yes, I try.
All right. And yeah. and pretty photos, like I said.
Yeah.
I try. Thank you so much for
Thank
coming
Thank you all for
on.
Having me. I really appreciate
Thank
it.
You.